On Washington College Week, women's political participation is on the rise. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Melissa Deckman, professor of political science at Washington College, discusses how younger generations are changing gender norms in politics.
Politics has traditionally been viewed as a man's game in the United States. While women turn out to vote at slightly higher rates than men, they lag behind in most other forms of political participation, such as trying to influence another person's vote choice, volunteering for political campaigns, or making political donations. Women are also less likely to run for office and express less interest in politics overall. But this could be changing among millennials and Americans born after 2000. A new poll, sponsored by the Public Religion Research Institute and MTV, interviewed more than 2,000 Americans aged 15 to 24. It found that young women expressed higher levels of political and civic engagement than young men. For example, young women are more likely to report following a campaign or organization online, posting on social media, volunteering, donating money, or attending a rally. Among seven different possible forms of political or social engagement, I find on average that young women engage in 2.5 such activities compared with just 2 activities among young men. These results may be in response to recent political protest movements that have emphasized women's rights, particularly since Donald Trump's presidency. The young women who engaged in the most political activity by far identify as Democrats, supported Hillary Clinton in the 2016 presidential race, and say that gender equality is a critical issue to them. Whether these patterns represent a new, persistent trend is uncertain, but if they do, perhaps the political activism of younger women will translate into a greater willingness to seek political office in the long term.
That was Melissa Deckman of Washington College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.